right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Always nice to see you, dude.
I got this MD 2020 I'm nursing right here.
Oh, yeah. What is that you're drinking? It's
called Sterling.
Yeah.
And it's a red wine. It has nice legs. I love the second act. It has a nice nose to it. And I'm swirling, brother. I'm swirling. I'm a different kind of brother. I'm like Barack. I want everybody to learn Farsi.
Yes. All right. Barack Obama has said, if you do not teach those kids Spanish, you are going to be in trouble, everybody.
Oh, Barack.
I don't understand when people are going around worrying about, we need to have English only. They want to pass a law. We want English only. Now, I agree that immigrants should learn English. I agree with that. But understand this. Instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
All right. There you go.
I'll say it one more time. I majored in Caucasiology. And Caucasiology is the study of Caucasians.
Right.
And
How'd you do? I
passed that, but I failed French.
Okay.
White people are not going to like this, man. They don't even want to learn our names, much less our language.
Well, you know, I think there's a different way to say it. I'm not sure that telling people. Well, here's the question I have.
Okay.
And I'd like to, you know, if Barack was here, I'd ask him this question.
I would hit him with a Barack if he was here.
Yeah. Does his kid speak Spanish? He's got an 8 and a 10-year-old, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they speak Spanish.
Yeah. I think his older daughter once said, would you braid my hair? Andale.
Here's why I take offense to this. Anytime anybody tells me how to raise my child on any level,
I know.
I want to kick them in the face.
I know.
Anything. Anytime anybody ever says, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, you should, take her there, don't take her there, bottom, butting, anytime anybody says anything, it drives me effing crazy.
Because the complication here, and I want all the listeners and fans of Tim Conway to understand this, his daughter speaks Spanish. I think it's methodology that Tim is arguing. He doesn't want
to. I don't want to be told how to raise a child.
But your
by
daughter
anybody.
Speaks. It's not like at home you say, don't you talk like Dora.
No.
No, Andale boots.
She knows more Spanish than I do. And I can
now
prove
get
it.
Cookies?
I'll call her right now.
You don't mind that she speaks Spanish. You just have a problem with being told that she should speak Spanish.
I love the fact that she speaks Spanish. I just don't want to be told to make her speak Spanish.
By the way, I did fail French.
Is that right?
La plume to me means nothing. And after the first year of French, it still meant, hey, honey. Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
Good. How are you?
All right. Hey, can we put you on 97.1, the Free FM talk station?
Yeah, let me turn down. I'll just go in the other room.
All right. I'd like to talk to Sophia if she's there.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if she can belt out some Spanish for us.
Okay. Sophia, come here, please. Come here. Daddy wants to talk to you. Here you go.
Should call my son and have him say F you on the air.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
It's Daddy. Hey, how do you say, in English we say red, in Spanish we say?
Rojo.
All right, in English we say yellow, in Spanish we say?
Amarillo.
Amarillo, right. All right, in English we say blue, in Spanish we say?
Azul.
Yeah, you got it, baby. What about green? In English we say green, in Spanish we say?
Verde.
Yeah, verde. You got it, baby.
Wait, no, that was the word. Never mind.
Hey, can you sing me that Elmo song real quick?
Elmo's bird. You'll be so pissed. It's where I go.
You're the best, sweetheart. All right, I'll see you next week. I'm going to take off to Vegas with a couple of chicks.
Hello?
You still there?
Very good.
All right, that is very good, baby. You keep teaching her that Spanish.
I will.
So she knows more Spanish than you do, huh?
She's actually teaching me.
Keep turning on that Samsung.
All right, thanks, darling.
Bye, guys.
All right, there she goes. Proof that my daughter is learning that Spanish.
Oh, wait. Randy just said to me, the tape machine isn't working?
Oh, it's not?
Oh, I wanted all that.
Charles in Cyprus, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How are you guys? How are you guys doing?
All right,
how
are you?
All right, man. I tell you, I was really impressed with your daughter there.
Thank you, sir. And none of it came from me, by the way.
She's smarter than me, I tell you.
Hey, dog, wait till he find out it ain't his daughter. It's mine.
That might explain it, huh?
We're laughing. Tim is not even smiling. He's not even smiling.
You know, I was blown away. I was really impressed. Anyway, hey, you know, I'm a 46-year-old black male, and I've been, you know, theoretically, I'm like, okay, I'd be really nice to have a black male as president. I mean, it really elevate the mindset of many black Americans and really help them to feel that they could be anything and not just that as a cliche, but a reality. And I've been trying to, I really try to like Barack, but I tell you, I can't do it. I really dislike the guy. I think the biggest problem is not just telling our kids, telling us how to raise our kids, but he's very condescending and self-righteous. That's what I feel.
And by the way, Tim, just very briefly, attached to the Jesse Jackson thing, which we might get into later, Jesse's whole complaint, in addition to the rude things he said, is that Barack is an elitist who talks down to black people when he goes to Baptist churches and stuff.
Oh, he does.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what they're saying. I don't go to church.
Ah,
that's exactly the feel. Now, that is exactly, you nailed it. That's what I feel when I listen to Barack, that he's an elitist. And what he does, if you notice the way he said it, he didn't put much emphasis on how they will learn English. He kind of swept that, got past that, covered us up on that, and focused on how we should speak Spanish. And I mean, that's not for him to tell us what we should do. And when we go to another country, our mind may or may not be on learning that country's language. It's not for him to tell us or make us feel uncomfortable that we're not interested in learning another language. That's our call. That's not for him to stand on his platform and his elite status and dictate to us. That's my feeling about Barack, and I disagree with all his policies and everything, but that's another show. But that's my feeling. The biggest problem is that elitist attitude that he has. And if he's not reading from a prompter, you guys, if he's not reading from a script or whatever, and if he's talking off the top of his head, notice how he talks. He really talks down to everybody.
Yeah, he absolutely. There was a moment
all right, buddy,
in that.
Thank you.
There was a moment in that soundbite where I thought it was Mel Tillis.
Yes, sir.
All right. Barack Obama really wants you to learn, teach those kids Spanish, everybody.
You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
You need to make sure.
The word need.
You need to make
the
sure.
The operative word was need.
And anytime anyone says you need to make sure and my daughter's involved, I don't care what it is, I go ape-ass on him. And especially... You know, coming from people who don't have kids. Yeah. Have you ever gotten advice on, you know, what to do with your son from people who don't have kids?
I despise when Oprah says anything about what we should do with our kids.
Oh,
it just makes me crazy because the only kid she has is Stedman,
right.
By definition, because
right.
She takes care of him. She feeds him.
Right.
She breastfeeds him.
Exactly.
She's
doing a great job raising that young man.
Yeah, because I heard Stedman the other day say, Boots, andele.
George in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Arsenio.
What's up,
hey.
Dude?
Hey, I don't know if you remember, I was like on the radio 2 days ago.
Not this station, though.
What'd you talk about?
About the siblings.
And what'd you have to say?
He talked to Stephanie Miller.
You said I was going to wrestle,
You're 16 years old, you're going to wrestle Randy Wang at the Commerce Casino.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the call.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
All right, excellent.
All right. I want to talk about Obama.
All right.
Yeah, I'm kind of like on both sides of it. It's on one thing, it's pretty good that he's telling people like because when.
All right, hold on, one second. Okay, dude, let me talk to this guy off the air.
Okay. So anyway,
okay.
I turn to my friend.
Hey,
and
is
I
this
say,
off the air?
Yeah.
Can you take it off the air?
I might go to the Meet Dave premiere.
Hey, George. All right. Do me a favor. When you go back on the air, don't be on both sides because that sucks for talk radio. Get heavy on one side or the other. I know you're only 16, but never be on the fence. All right. So decide what you want to do and go balls out with one side or the other.
Bust your ass in the head with a Barack.
Okay. Yeah. Pick your side. Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. All right. Let's
talk to him. You cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
I laid it out for him.
I'm glad.
All right. Let's talk
to
George in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Tim.
Oh, that was off the air.
Don't say sorry.
Oh, all right. I think it's kind of good because Well,
see, now you've destroyed brother's mind.
You're stupid.
Like, he don't know how to have one opinion. I like the way Barack wants us to study and learn the Spanish, but you know, I was smoking a joint earlier, and I'm a little unmotivated, and I don't really feel like learning S right now.
Hey, are you the guy that gets your ass kicked by your older sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, I remember you. All right, buddy. What did we give you last time? We give you tickets to Knott's or something?
No, you gave me a video game.
How'd that go? Did you get it yet?
Yeah, I just got it today.
Hey, congratulations.
I wanted to thank you about it, too.
What game did you give him, Tim?
I don't know. What'd you get?
I got the Top Spin 3.
How'd you like it?
It's pretty bad.
Cool. All right, dude. We'll call us again. And that's a cool kid. He's only 16 years old. He listens to talk radio. And he's a wrestler in school. And he's going to wrestle Randy Wang, who I think that kid weighs about 105 pounds. Randy is at 260?
Right now I'm at 260.
260. And my money's going on the kid from Baldwin Park.
Well, all I know is he's that prime demographic that Mr. Silver told me to try to hold on to.
Is that right?
He said,
all right,
go after them young white boys.
Tim, is this going to be regular wrestling or oil wrestling?
Well, if it's your preference, so I'll bring the oil.
You might want to talk to Randy off the air for a moment.
Yeah, he's 16. I don't know if you can get into oil wrestling at a 16-year-old.
Jesus Christ.
And if you do, you got to keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Barack Obama wants you to teach those kids Spanish, man.
Oh, babu.
It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I don't understand when people are going around worrying about, we need to have English only. They want to pass a law. We want English only. Now, I agree that immigrants should learn English. I agree with that. But understand this, instead of worrying about whether immigrants can learn English, they'll learn English. You need to make sure your child can speak Spanish.
Bienvenidos a California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Nice to see you, dude.
I'm in the house, man. You know, I just thought about it. Doesn't Kobe Bryant speak 7 languages?
Does he really?
Another brother we don't like.
Wow.
No, I'm just joking. Kobe is Kobe's raised the bar.
Yeah. Barack Obama is wants you to teach your kids English. I think there's just a better way to say it.
Teach them Spanish.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, Spanish. And any time that you
tell... Because, by the way, the statement you made... Could be true. That sounds like a Bill Cosby Oprah episode.
Right.
I want to teach the black kids English so they don't say axe.
Right. Well, you know, even with Bill Cosby, when he was traipsing around the country telling people, especially in black churches, that, you know, you got to be home for those kids. You got to be a stay-at-home father. Anybody can have kids. It's being a dad that is tough to do. People in the black community know that, like people in the white community and the Spanish community. Everybody knows that. They don't need to be told that again.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like when somebody, and you're smoking a cigarette outside, and somebody says, you know, that cigarette's going to kill you. You're like, I know. I know that.
And by the way, I know this is the wrong philosophy to have, but I also don't want to hear a brother telling the brothers what they need to do in front of all the white folks. You know, have a little meeting. You know, call it after Oprah. Have a little meeting, put your sunglasses on, and have a private talk with the brothers, you know. Do it on TV1 or BET.
Yeah. Anytime somebody tells me what to do, it I don't know whether it comes from being a child where my mom would always tell me what to do, or maybe it was in school where your teachers would always tell you what to do, and I hated school. But anytime somebody says, you got to do this or this or this, I immediately go apes.
And you know what makes me crazy also? If you tell me how to raise my kids, it was great. I had to dump you, man.
You know what? I had to dump it because I used the whole S word there. But say it again because I may have dumped what you just said.
Okay. Yeah, you know.
This is true.
Often people who try to tell you how to raise your kids don't have a household that's the epitome of perfection. If you tell me how to raise my kids, if I meet your daughter, she better be... Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, she better be a prom queen and then going on to run, you know, GE.
Yeah, she better be a paleontologist and in a spare time. Just something she does on the side. And you know what? I don't know anything about Bill's girls. I don't know anything about his daughters. But if I investigate your kids and you're on Oprah teaching me what I should do, they better be special. They better not have any imperfections in their character.
Exactly. Romano and Torrance are on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
What do you got?
Thanks, guys. No, so my whole thing is just, and I understand where you guys are coming from, but at the end of the day, guys, realistically, I think the U.S. actually needs somebody to tell them what to do. I mean, if there's not a damn commercial on TV that says, hey, you know, go outside and play, I mean,
but don't you think we've had enough of being told what to do? I mean, how old are you?
I'm 26.
How old?
26.
26. All right. When you were a kid, did you have a car seat in the car?
Yeah, I sure did.
You were like the first generation, I think, that had that. I didn't have one.
He had the first car seat.
Yeah, I didn't have one. I didn't have a leash on me. I didn't have a 5-point harness. As a matter of fact, when we were with our grandparents, we never even wore seatbelts. We didn't have helmets when we drove around on bikes or skateboards. We didn't have to do any of that crap because we weren't always told what to do, and we sort of enjoyed ourselves. Now, everybody tells you what to do. You can't smoke a cigarette if you got a kid in the car. You got to wear a helmet while you're on a bike. You can't be on a cell phone while you're driving. You got to teach your kids English. Eventually, people just say, I've had an assful. Please stop telling me what the F to do. Don't you understand that?
No, I'm actually completely against that, to be honest. It's not even about, I mean, if we had a completely different mentality, I'd completely understand that. But I mean, you have to remember that, I mean, when's the last time you took a vacation to another country?
In another country?
We hate other countries.
Yeah, I really don't like other countries. I think about 5 years ago, I went to Canada.
To Canada. All right. So I'll tell you this. I'm originally from Rome.
Hold on one sec. I've been to Europe once. I was supposed to be there for 6 weeks on a vacation. I went on a Thursday, and I came home on Sunday because I thought the whole area was a piece of crap.
I did stand up at the Iraq Yuck Yucks, and I canceled 5 days of the week and came home.
I'm telling you,
Southern France. I thought it was such an asshole. I just flew home.
Hey.
All right, we can't use that term on the air, my brother. But I understand the
you can say
the vibe.
Ass, but you got to leave that other part out.
Yeah, you can say ass, and then you know, about 20 minutes later, you can say. You know, the whole country heard that. But you can't butt those up together because we get talking to even Arsenio.
Absolutely.
Who has retirement money would be yelled at by
Jack Silver. I get calls from Jack Silver today, and he says, so did Hole have a W on it, bro? And I'm sorry, Mr. Silver.
All right. Catherine in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1.
Oh, hello, Mr. Conway.
Hi, baby.
I'm older than you are.
How old are you?
There is something very simple. I'm in my 50s, but and I raised 4 children.
She don't sound like my age.
But there is something very, very simple. Our language in this country is English. So everyone learn English. It should be a given.
I'm sorry.
And it's not being encouraged. And he has no business, Barack Obama, telling
chalupa.
Anybody what to do. And it's very good. I speak several languages. To learn another language.
It's great. I just don't want to be told to do it. All right. Thank you,
Catherine. I wish she was speaking one of them right now. I wouldn't hear anything she's effing saying.
Josh in Pasadena, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Tim. Hola, Timoteo y Arsenio. ¿Cómo están?
Hola, señor. Yo no tengo tiempo para ti.
Listen, guys, hey, I think what Barack is trying to say is that he regrets not learning his dad's language, plus he has experience learning Indonesian. When he was 4, he understands that it's important to learn a language at a young age. I agree with you, though. I mean, I don't even have kids, and I hate it when people tell me how to raise my non-existent kids.
Well, but, you know, it's not even, you know, when you have kids and people tell you how to raise them, it's triple or quadruply as annoying as me just telling you what to do. Like, for instance, last week when they said you couldn't be on the cell phone driving around, you had to go hands-free, you know, the state of California told you what to do. And it was annoying, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. I had to shut down my Bluetooth. It doesn't work, so I'm pulled over. I agree with you on that. But, yeah, I can imagine. It's not even having kids. I don't imagine what it might be like.
I think you're right, and I get the vibe. But anytime anybody tells somebody what to do nowadays, we're bombarded and overloaded with rules and regulations in this country. We've had an ass full of people telling us what to do and what not to do. That's why when somebody calls up and... I try not to judge people anymore. Like there's a guy that calls us up every once in a while, and he does cocaine every day, and he's been doing it for 10 years, and he holds a very good job, I believe, in Irvine.
I appreciate you pretending that this story is about someone else.
Oh man, my gums are.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, Arsenio is well beyond his the go-go 80s. Was it like the 80s?
If I said cocaine today, I would die.
But anyway, so this guy does, I think he does either Vicodin, like 10 or Vicodin, or does cocaine every day, and he's been doing it for 10 years. Mm. And I don't judge the guy. If that's what you do to get by, that's what you do to get by. You want to do Vicodin every day, you want to do cocaine every day, that's fine. But when somebody starts telling you, you got to do this, you can't do this, you can't park there, you can't drive here, you got to go here at a certain time, it is annoying. We have too many rules and regulations, and I don't want to be told how to raise my children. You understand that? All right, Gina Grad is going to do the news at 9. What's happening in the news, Gina?
Well, Eddie Murphy might have an exciting sequel in the works, and Reverend Jesse Jackson needs to be more careful when his microphone is on. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
I got those nuts!
And the David Letterman Top 10 list is coming up. The top 10 signs your movie is not going to be a summer blockbuster. And Randy just heard the list about 10 minutes ago.
It's the best list I've
What's
ever heard.
What's the best
heard?
Number?
Number 7. You got to hear number
All right,
7.
We'll wait around for number 7.
That's the lucky one. That's the lucky one, Randy.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I work hard to be